You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We had today's guest on the show a couple weeks ago talking just about the Tucker Summit CID. He is back today to talk about another community improvement district. Looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, I love these partnerships between private companies and government to work things out and make everything better for all of us.
Well, we all love to see examples of where government can work and can serve us. And there's not a lot of examples of those. I mean, these CIDs, these community improvement districts, are a great model of how things ought to get done. So it's great to have our guest back on the show. His name is Emery Morseberger. He is the executive director of the Lilburn Community Improvement District, or CID. Emery, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be here.
Always good to see you. Appreciate you making time to join us again. Emery, before we begin, remind our audience about you and your background.
I'm a real estate redeveloper. Been involved in a number of projects around Metro Atlanta, including the revitalization of Lawrenceville and Gwinnett County, the initial work on the historic Sears building on Ponce de Leon, now known as Ponce City Market, and several other projects. Began working on community improvement districts as a way to turn around distressed areas in need of attention and revitalization back in 2000, and have been involved in several community improvement district formations. There are currently 29 community improvement districts in Metro Atlanta, all the way from South Fulton to Forsyth County. And they're all going strong. They're a great way for commercial property owners to work together in a positive way with all of the different governmental organizations involved in everything from roads to security to economic development. And CIDs in Metro Atlanta work on all of those things.
Well, you were a trendsetter before it was a trend, if you've been doing this for 19 years. Wow.
Long time.
Let's talk about the Lilburn CID. Tell us about it.
Sure. The Lilburn CID was formed 7 years ago and is located in, obviously, Lilburn. It runs from Jimmy Carter Boulevard to Ronald Reagan Parkway along Lawrenceville Highway. I call it the corridor between two presidents.
That's good.
And we are working to dramatically improve and redevelop that entire 6 mile corridor. We are working on roughly $28 million worth of road and interchange improvements. We have done a tremendous amount of landscaping along the corridor and have numerous plans for ongoing landscaping enhancements. We are working on economic development in the entire corridor and all of the streets running off of that corridor. We actually border DeKalb County on our south side, actually border the Tucker Summit CID in DeKalb County and work closely with them. And on our north side at Pleasant Hill and Ronald Reagan, we are working closely with all of the Gwinnett County folks to continue to upgrade that area. We have three different nodes in the Lilburn Community Improvement District, which is kind of a unique situation. We have an area on the south that has the largest Hindu temple in the United States.
Wow.
It is called the Mandir. And I can give you a much longer name, but you wouldn't quite understand it. And I'd have trouble pronouncing all of the terms. But it was built roughly 11 years ago and is a home to roughly 6,000 incredibly active and educated folks. That's our southern end. On our northern end, we have Plaza Las Americas, which is on Pleasant Hill at Ronald Reagan and is one of the largest Hispanic centers in Metro Atlanta. And we are working closely with them to upgrade the area around their center. In our core is the center of Lilburn, a great town in Gwinnett County, almost 100 years old. And it has a main street with a brand new city hall and great library complex and a lot of new development happening. It's a great place to be. We've got great schools in Lilburn. Parkview High School, where my seven daughters attended.
Seven?
Yes, seven.
Say seven?
Yes.
No sons?
I have four, soon to be five, son-in-laws.
Okay. Wow.
and they're all doing great. But Parkview is a phenomenal school and is a great attraction to the Lilburn area. Mm-hmm. Parkview is a place where people, many of the people who work at Emory and the Centers for Disease Control, they want to live in that area, send their kids to Parkview and take a 20-minute ride each morning mm-hmm. to Emory CDC Clifton Road. In fact, one of the main projects we're working on is a shuttle system mm-hmm. that will go from Lilburn to Clifton Road so that those folks who work at Emory and the CDC, who you would be calling riders by choice as opposed to riders by obligation,
right?
They can actually get on a shuttle and get off at Clifton Road right in the center of Emory and the CDC.
Now, is that part of the MARTA expansion vote?
Great question. We've been working on this shuttle setup and anticipate that it will come about sometime this spring or summer. The MARTA vote, which will occur on March 19th, will have a big positive impact on that shuttle program, but a much even larger impact on the Lilburn and entire Gwinnett County area. There are five community improvement districts in Gwinnett, the Lilburn CID being one of those. And all five of us are working to educate the population of Gwinnett County about what MARTA, what the transit vote on March 19th can mean to them. Gwinnett, I served on the MARTA board in the late 90s, representing Gwinnett, in fact. And at that time, Gwinnett wasn't positive about the idea of being connected on MARTA to Atlanta. Since then, a lot of the people who were not crazy about MARTA have died or moved. And have been replaced with people who are used to taking transit and kind of like the idea of getting on something that will take them somewhere instead of sitting on 285 like I just did for an hour.
Well, I was going to ask why you don't turn 285 into a CID and fix that too while you're at it.
They're working on it. That thought has occurred to people. Yes. Yes.
Emory, Carol, and I will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right, we're back with Emory Morseberger, the executive director of the Lilburn CID. So, Emory, I'm hoping Carol follows up and asks you about some of the key projects that are focused on by Lilburn. But I wanted to add, you were on the show I mentioned a couple weeks ago where you did a lovely job of explaining to our audience what exactly a CID is and how it works and how it operates and how that facilitates a partnership and enables a relationship between local community businesses and their local governments, which is all great. My question today is, how do you form one? Is it a couple of business guys get together, high five, and say, all right, I hereby decree that we are forming a CID? Or is there a more formal process? And how does that work? How is it recognized? Is it voted on? Is it chartered by a government entity? How does that actually work?
It is a CID, a community improvement district, is formed when commercial property owners in a specific area get together and want to solve some problem, might be security, might be a road issue or a blight issue. And those owners will meet with county officials or city officials, depending on where they're located, and discuss the potential for formation of a community improvement district.
Okay.
They sign up voluntarily and indicate their willingness that they will pay an extra property tax on their property tax bill each fall that is collected by the county and then funded over to the community improvement district. The community improvement district elects a board of directors made up of its owners, and that board of directors decides how the tax dollars will be spent within the community improvement district. In my case, I am paid by the CID to manage the CID as a consultant, and the board decides what the CID will spend its money on. And in the case of the Lilburn CID, We're focused on road improvements, landscaping improvements, and overall economic development. Fortunately, Lilburn has very, very little crime.
Mm-hmm.
It's been over a year since I've gotten a call about any kind of a crime incident.
Wow, that's
great. Our owners are very happy being in that area. Great security, virtually no crime. But we are working, as I said, on road improvements, landscaping, beautification, economic development. There's roughly 29 CIDs in the metro area. There's probably another three or four in formation right now.
Oh, great.
And I can honestly say that every single one of them has been hugely successful in accomplishing the missions that were originally set for them when they formed.
That's
and,
great.
And that includes, again, roads. We're sitting in the perimeter CID right here on 285 at 400. The perimeter CID had a lot to do with the improvements that are happening here,
mm-hmm.
and are directly involved with all of the great landscaping and beautification efforts in the area. And they're involved with the planning for future improvements in the area.
Well, I think you answered Todd's follow-up question for me. So I'm going to follow up with, what's the one thing you'd like our listeners to know about the Lilburn CID?
The Lilburn CID is a great place to live, work, and play. We have great schools. We have phenomenal parks, and we have lots of great jobs. But even more important than the jobs in our CID are the jobs close to our CID. As I mentioned earlier, we have a direct connection to Emory and the Centers mm-hmm. for Disease Control. It's a 15 to 20 minute ride from the center of Lilburn to Clifton Road. And we are working to attract more highly educated, productive people to our area. And we are excited about the things that Gwinnett County and the city of Lilburn are doing to make this an even better place to live. In fact, it's an incredible place.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Emory, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of you and your work and the Community Improvement District, specifically Lilburn, where do they go?
They would go to emory@lilburncid.com. And if they would like to talk to me, I'm happy to receive calls at my phone number, 770-409-8100.
Emory Morseberger, the Executive Director of the Lilburn CID, or the Lilburn Community Improvement District. Emory, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.